Hello and welcome to my latest audio voice memo. My name is Gobinda Gill and today I'm going to take you through pressure. Pressure is a two-way street. Pressure is something some of us will look at as a motivator, a positive thing, something that will allow us to and develop and achieve our goals. The other kind of pressure is the one where it inhibits performance, which means our anxiety levels, our apprehension increases, and it's factors that affect us mentally and physiologically. So two types of pressure. There's good pressure and then there's bad pressure. And it's our ability to cope with the bad pressure that counts. It's our ability and resilience to be able to overcome what we would class as bad pressure that makes the difference between the smaller, finer margins of success or weakness, failure. So within this voice memo, I'm referring to pressure across the piece. So from my background within sport, pressure is about those fine margins. It's about that swimmer who misses the qualification to get to the next level by a point second or half a second or even less than that. It's the athlete who has come fourth and therefore can't qualify for the semi-final heats. It's the penalty that was missed in football or the catch in cricket that wasn't taken that could have swung the game. So pressure within sport, it's about momentum. It's about dealing and coping with that. But then there's pressure within other professions such as the health service, such as education, such as business. So in all three of those professions, for argument's sake, with the pressure on the health service in trying to deal with all the patients and giving them the right service and the correct advice and the logical advice and the rush within the queues that get formed by patients and doctors have to see all these patients. There's the pressure within education where teachers are consistently under pressure to perform, stress levels increase, job roles are increasing, and as a consequence, the ability to cope with that pressure is quite difficult. And as you know, with business, it's about sales, it's about profits, it's about making money. And of course, all of these occupations and more lead to pressure. Now, in this day and age of COVID-19, those pressures have increased even more. So what can we do as people to cope with pressure? So like I said at the start, pressure is a two-way street. There's good pressure. People enjoy pressure. They thrive on pressure. They like the momentum because they can see they can achieve something. Now, that's good pressure, and it's about maintaining that momentum, but also being able to have that rest as well. So we don't want people to enjoy their pressure so much that they forget about themselves and end up burnt out, want of a phrase. But this voice memo is predominantly to do with pressure, and pressure that is negative pressure, pressure that is stressful pressure. One piece of advice I can give to people is to look at others, look at other sports, look at other occupations, look at how they handle that pressure. Maybe have a role model. Another strategy is reading. Narration is very, very good. Narration is about reading about somebody else and their life. And for instance, in my area, I will read autobiographies of some of the greats within sport and seeing how they coped with pressure. So it's always good to sort of see a different perspective because these sports stars actually have a lot of pressure. And how they deal with it is different, but it's worth looking into the way they deal with it. The third strategy I'm offering here is called mirror images. Have a look at yourself and write down what it is that occurred during that situation. Why did the pressure increase? How could you have handled it differently? And look at yourself. So don't look at other people. Look at the controllable. What of that situation could you have controlled? And once you get into that sort of framework, you can start writing these ideas down. These ideas then become a journal. And because they become a journal, they become a narration that you can actually follow your own narrative and narration and seeing where you were. So just imagine you start writing what we call journaling here in January, and you do that for 2 months, you will have 2 months of set data that you can actually look at. So what did I do well? What could I have done differently? Why did that pressure occur? Okay, so what were the barriers? How could I remove those barriers? So those are some of the sort of simple strategies that you could perform or at least have a look at. Taking things to another perspective then, it's about looking at situations and your experiences and what happened in those situations and how have you handled it differently now that you've started looking at pressure from a point of view that you have to control. Because remember, if we don't control pressure, two factors get affected. One is psychological and the other is physiological. Your body will feel it, your mind will feel it. Then there are some what we call psychological strategies that you could attempt. Deep breathing is one. So to physiologically maintain certain levels and to sort of remove certain pressure barriers, deep breathing is a skill that I would advocate. It's a simple skill. It's a skill that you can do without a lot of thought to it, but it's a skill that you'd want to practice alone in peace and where there's no distraction. So taking 3 breaths through your nose and then holding it for 3 or 4 seconds before releasing it for 5 to 7 seconds, making sure that when you do that deep breathing, it comes through your stomach and it's not deep breathing through your chest. That will help you relax and that will help you to calm down. But remember, each of these strategies that have been highlighted are only effective if they've been practiced continuously. You can't have a lack of consistency. You must practice these skills on a regular basis. It doesn't suggest that all these strategies have to be practiced. Have the ones that are useful for you. Each individual's different. For me, deep breathing works brilliantly. But exercise may not. But for other people, and that's my next strategy, is exercise. You must exercise. Even if it's a 20-minute walk per day, you must exercise. There's plenty of exercises out there. It depends on which exercise suits you, your body, and your condition. So from walking to high intense exercise, they're all available. Why should we exercise? Because exercise leads to positive chemicals, which help naturalize and helps you develop psychological and physiological health, which are very important and key with managing pressure. Deep breathing and exercise can come in hand and they do correlate. So for instance, you go for a run and when you finish your run, you start practicing deep breathing to get your breathing back to normal, but also you're exercising that brain muscle that goes with it. Another strategy is music. Listen to music, listen to different genres of music, but also make sure you listen to music that is good for you. By that, I'm making reference to music that you like. So I won't prescribe music to you. I will tell you that one of the strategies is listening to music. Well, listening to music means listening to music that you want to listen to for whatever purpose that might be, whether you need to sort of get up for something or whether you just want soothing, relaxing music before bedtime, or if it's before an important engagement that you need to attend, that you just want to feel a bit more relaxed and less anxious. And finally, the use of nature. So another strategy is the use of nature. And before I continue with the use of nature, I do want to allude to the fact that there are many strategies, but these are just some of the, for me, my go-to strategies. And the walking in nature and watching water flow, looking at leaves, grass, hearing birds chirping, going into woodland, quiet, remote areas is absolutely beautiful, because you're basically taking your mind off things by going into these nature reserves. And what you are doing is switching off. If you look after your body and your mind, they will look after you. And to get away from everything, to get away from the busy hustle of life within all these professions that I've mentioned and beyond, having time to yourself is very, very important. And to round all this off, I would like to talk about reflection. Coping with pressure is also about reflection. The more you reflect, the better you will be. Reflection is about identifying your strengths and identifying areas that you need to improve. By doing these reflections, you will be in a position to be able to cope with pressure far better than you would be if you didn't follow these strategies. So in summary, pressure being a two-way street, there's good pressure and there's bad pressure. The focus of this audio was more to do with the ability to cope with negative pressure. The key point I would make is about controlling the controllable. So have a think next time you're under pressure. What are the factors within those pressure situations that you can control? Those you can control, work on them. Those you can't control, you have to let go. I hope this audio boom was useful to you, and I hope to hear any comments you want to make when this is uploaded. And of course, please keep an eye out for future audios. My name's Gobinda Gill, and I'm going to now sign off. Thank you.